Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast. Thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Did you miss a show? Download the podcast now.
Hey, it's Alina J. What is your momism? If you're a mom, what is the saying you say constantly? Or what was the saying you grew up with your mom saying to you all the time? Plus, there's a law office that is giving away a free divorce for Valentine's Day. So even if you're not getting a divorce, what are three reasons your significant other would divorce you? And for the question of the day, the state of New Jersey is putting smokers to the front of the list to get COVID-19 vaccinations. What are your thoughts on this? All of this plus so much more is coming up in the Playhouse Podcast, which starts now.
Mom sayings. All right, there's a lot of dadisms out there. You know, my dad was famous for saying rub some dirt on it, and I think I've kind of adopted that as my I even told it to my kid when he broke his arm, and I feel bad about that because he laid in his bed and cried all night, and Aww. Then my wife took him to the hospital the next day. I didn't think it was a break. I thought it was just a bad sprain.
Yeah.
So if you had to put a momism on a t-shirt, if we were going to do a new run of Playhouse shirts and it had your favorite mom saying, the front of the shirt would say what, Kat?
Will you act this out for me?
Oh, I'd love to.
So go ahead and just ask that first question.
What are we having for dinner?
We're going to have probably lasagna with some garlic bread. Okay, like 1 minute later.
What are we having for dinner?
Yeah. Okay, and then I'll tell you what my response is. Go ahead and ask me that question again.
What are we having for dinner?
Lasagna with some garlic bread. Now, can you ask that question?
Hey, Mom, can you make garlic bread with a lasagna?
Yeah, so those conversations lead to me saying, are you for real? And then I do the eyebrows. So the eyebrows just
I've
add.
I've seen those eyebrows so many times.
A little spice to the conversation. But I mean, it's just constant. I'm like, Liam, are you even listening? You ask a question, I give you the answer like 2 minutes later.
Black shirt, white lettering. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
And then would have to have your eyebrows over. Yeah. Like, are there any O's in there where it would be?
Just one up.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
All right. So that's Kat's mom shirt. Elena, we're going to have a momism on a t-shirt. It's the saying you say the most to young Avery. What is it?
You know better.
Oh.
But does he?
Yes, he does, because okay. We'll have talks, and I'll be like, hey, when you're taking a bath, water stays inside the bath.
Yes.
He tosses it out. You know better.
You ever seen that gif of me? Don't put water out of the bathtub, and then the whale
comes up. text that we're already getting, shake it off.
Yep.
Because I said so. That one I like. I would like that one. And then this one. You're going to be dumb. You better be tough.
There you go.
I think I remember my old man saying that more than once, like right before the day I got the crap beat out of me. So let's talk to... Is it Angela? No, is this Angela?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I read that right. Hi, Angela. What's going on?
You just stole mine. That text just stole mine.
Well, oh, which one?
Because I said so.
Because I said so. Oh. Very it's okay. So that's more popular than anything right now.
But then when they use it on you, you get so mad. You know what I mean? You're like, don't say that. That's mine. And it doesn't make any sense.
Well, and the other one is do as I say, not as I do. So it kind of goes hand in hand. Mom can do whatever she wants, but that's because I'm an adult. So
now, when all logic prevails, if you say because I said so to your kid, you're confusing the hell out of them. Like, it's a really, really bad saying when you pull back the covers.
But it works.
It doesn't. Not in my house. Not for any three of the children have I ever said, it's because I said so. Well, then they ask 19 questions. And then they say, hey, remember that time that you wound up naked in front of the sign in college? And then it all goes downhill from there.
So normally I try not to be a hypocrite like that, but I remember this one time. And I felt like too good about it. So Liam wanted dessert at like 10 at night. I don't know why he was up that late. And I was like, no, you're not going to have a brownie at 10 at night. That's crazy. And then I sent him to his room to go to bed. He comes out like 5 minutes later. I'm eating a brownie. And he's like, that's no fair. You said 10 p.m. You're eating a brownie. I'm like, yeah, but this is what happens when you're an adult. You can have brownies whenever you want.
I get up earlier.
Yeah.
That should have been the question. So, hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day, Angela.
You too, thanks.
Take care. And then there's Janessa. Janessa, we're going to put your mom saying on the front of a t-shirt. What is it?
Mine would have to be going shopping all the time and my mom saying, what are we going to pay for it with? Buttons?
Buttons? I've never heard that before.
You take it out of your pocket, a button and a ball of lint.
And did you have a response to that when she'd say, what are we going to pay for it with? Buttons? Apparently not. All right. She's in a submarine, so sorry. Near the Russian coast this morning. What do you got? We're going to take your mom saying, stupid hurts, Terry texted, and I like that.
My mom would say, it'll heal before you're married. and kill him with kindness.
Oh, I like kill him with kindness. If I told you once, I told you 20 times. Yep. These are great, guys. Your nose isn't long enough, is what my mom said to me.
That's a lying one, right?
What else? Yeah, yeah. Okay. What else you got for us? If we're going to put your momism on a t-shirt, what would yours say? Mandy texted in with my favorite so far. Tables are made for glasses, not little asses.
Oh, my God. I love this one. I know all the tricks in the book. Your ass will be grass. Money doesn't grow on trees.
Sean, obviously you're a dude. You're not a mom. But is this your mom saying or your wife's or what?
Yeah, it's my mom saying. She used to say it to me all the time.
What is it?
She used to tell me, I hope you learned your lesson, or that'll teach you.
That'll teach you.
That would be a good one on the front of a shirt.
That'll teach you. I like that. And do you feel like you're using it a lot? Because I feel like my mom never really had one of these, but anyone that my dad had, I feel like I'm using all the time with my boys.
Yeah, I use it a lot on my kid, but the main thing that sticks out is because I did the cartoon thing, and when she was bent over one day, I gave her a good swift kick, and she smacked me, and she goes, "That'll teach you."
I love it. You grew up on Woody Woodpecker like I did, and next thing you know, it's a bad look, man. Feeling you. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate you being on the show. Then there's Heather. What's going on, Heather? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, as long as you can hear me.
I can hear you. Are you in a car wash, or what's going on?
No, I just have this innate skill of losing my voice every winter.
Oh.
I've mastered it over the years.
Well, let's
get your answer while you have it.
Okay, well, when we were little, we would always go up to my mom and say, "Well, I want this, I want this." And she'd always go up to us and say, "Well, you better hope you don't run out of good looks and charm."
Fair enough. I never once was told that by any single human being.
That's true.
Well, you know, we would always come back and say, "But you have money." She goes, "Yeah, I have money, but it sucks to be you."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, she sounds lovely.
Yeah, I love your mom already. She sounds like a great lady. Thanks for being here, and good luck with your voice for the rest of the season here.
Thanks.
All right.
So I love Leslie's text because you have to say it the right way. You gonna learn today. You gonna learn today. Yep.
What else you got for? How about this one? Don't write checks, your ass can't cash.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Don't come crying to me. My mom used to say, "For the love of Peter, Paul, and Mary."
All right, I can't do that one.
That's too innocent for me.
Yeah.
I need one that gets the point across. These are good.
It'll heal before you're married.
Yeah.
That one is, we've had people tell us this one before.
When they fall, scrape their knee, it'll heal before you marry.
You're so pretty. I say it when the kids do something dumb. What's the name of this place? Do you know?
Powers Law Firm. So kind of set the tone for this because they are giving away a free divorce for Valentine's Day. And law firms do this around this time of year because obviously they want your money. But they have contest rules. Like you have to meet criteria. You can't just say, "Well, I hate her now," or "She gained weight. Doesn't look like she did when we first got married, so I want to divorce her." The divorce has to be agreed upon by both parties. I wanted to know that if today, maybe you have a great marriage. Like, I have a great marriage. We're open, honest, no passwords. We are polite to each other. But if he had to divorce me today, I feel like straight out the gate, he would have three reasons.
What are they, please?
To divorce me. So the first one is, I do not shut the door when I use the restroom.
Oh, God, why are you such a savage?
I don't know. I feel like it really is a quick fix. I could just shut the door. And I maybe should start to maybe spark up our love life a little bit more. I don't cry, and that bothers him.
Because he's a crier.
He's a crier. Like, I never cry. It is very hard for me. I don't know if I have that option to cry. It's like maybe twice a year. And it takes a lot. And then the last one is how I park in the garage. I always, like, when I get home, feel like I'm going to leave and run errands. So I park in the middle of the garage.
Oh, my God.
And then I get busy. And then I'm like, oh, I don't have time. And then I forget. And then he comes home. He has to get out of his car, back my car up, put my car in the right spot, put his in. I can't even tell you.
Just that last one is grounds for divorce, as far as I'm concerned.
So those are the three things. If he had to write in to Powers and say, "I want a free divorce," he could probably go with one of those three or all three.
Elena, I know you're just getting ready to get married, but let's flash forward a year. Let's say you've been married for 7-8 months at this point. What would be the three reasons she would immediately divorce you if there was a free divorce?
Well, number one, we actually got into a little bit of an argument over this on Friday. I constantly buy unhealthy junk food. So we actually came up with a list of all the things in 2021 we don't want to buy anymore.
Yeah.
One of those was unhealthy junk food.
What was it that you bought that set her off, though, like Funyuns or Pop-Tarts or what?
Well, I went to Coburn's and I got a big old chicken, rotisserie chicken.
Oh, that's not bad.
Tons of protein packed in that sucker.
But then I got Mountain Dew. A big old 2 liter.
It's only 2 liters.
And then I got chips. And then I got candy.
Yeah.
And then I remember it as I was driving home that we had made a list the night before of what not to buy.
Yeah.
And everything I bought was on that list.
All right.
So, you guys are trying to lose weight for the wedding. And that's where Derek and I fought too, because I'm like, I really want to eat this quinoa bowl without him commenting on how disgusting it looks. Mm-hmm. So you need that extra support system, and you're not being good.
Number two.
I suck at taking photos.
It's a big part of your guys' life.
Yeah, I just really suck at taking photos.
Is it because you're really awkward?
Yes, I'm awkward. I don't know how to pose in photos. It's very bad.
I don't
know how to
put my hands.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. Number three.
The last one is I would rather cuddle with the dogs than cuddle with her. Oh. She knows this.
Oh. Is she okay with that? No.
Not really.
Okay.
How's Stevie doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. I would like to know the three reasons you would be getting divorced if we did it for free with this law firm.
So, we live in two different states.
Oh, my God.
Haven't seen each other in 5 years.
And you're married?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we both have kids with two different people.
Okay. Oof. So what happened? How is this even a scenario? Like, why does he live in another state?
So we got married right out of high school.
Yeah.
And we didn't even stay together for a year after that. And now I live in Minnesota with my now fiance and our two kids. And he lives in Oklahoma with his fiance and their son.
So is this just like no one signed the papers? Is it too expensive to get the ball rolling? Why is this not happening?
So we've both started the process at two separate times and like sent each other the paperwork, but we were both in like two different places in our lives at each of those times.
Yeah.
And just never signed the other's paperwork. And then things just kind of stopped. And then, yeah.
But what if like Sweet Home Alabama, you go down there with the papers and you're like, sign them on the tabs. And then he's like, but I'm still in love with you.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay.
But for sure not. Okay.
Please not.
You guys both have fiancés, though, which would mean to me that you've both been, done some kind of a marriage proposal. So you both want to get married. So you've got to do this soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So are you?
You don't sound like you're very motivated to get this done. I got to be honest with you.
I feel like you're a meh. Oh, well, it'll happen when it happens.
Well, I mean, we both want to do it, but then there's the whole money aspect of it, too.
Okay.
Can't you do a quick and free and cheap, easy divorce? Is that not a thing?
I wonder why it's so expensive.
Why can you spend $30 and go to the Justice of the Peace to get married, but a divorce has got to cost you thousands?
Is it to teach people a lesson? I wonder.
Right. To teach people not to get married right out of high school.
Can't you guys find one lawyer that will do it really cheap for both of you that you both trust? You sign it and you get the hell out?
Like right out of school. One of those lawyers that knows where to sign somebody and how to file.
Somebody do it pro bono. You got a great story. I think somebody would want to take this on as a chance to, you know, let somebody who just joined the firm get some action.
Well, see, the problem I've got two kids, so now we have to do the whole paternity test thing and prove they're not his.
This is messy.
Well, I hope you can get this figured out because
I really hope you can get a divorce.
Yeah, I do hope she gets a divorce.
Get married
because now you can move on with life. It sounds like you are with somebody that you want to be with, and he is too. And there should be no hard feelings. It's like whatever. It's been 5 years.
Hey, Stevie, is there some kind of a common law? I know, like if you live with somebody long enough, you're a common law husband and wife. If you live in a different state from your current husband, is there some kind of a common law where you're divorced?
Oh, I wish, but as far as I can tell, there isn't.
Well, maybe you should wait till the next lotto numbers come out. Make sure he doesn't win, because half that's yours, baby. All right?
Right.
Okay. Well, Stevie, thanks for coming on, sharing your dirty laundry with us.
Really hope your marriage ends soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Take care. That was the weirdest.
So Rosemary texted in, and I wanted her to call, but she says, farts come out of his rear end more than sugar goes in my toddler's mouth. He always lifts his leg and aims his butt at me. That would be the main reason for our divorce. If they get divorced, one of our coworkers, if he gets divorced, I will never question why. Because of what he puts us through. I can't imagine what he puts her through with his smells.
I feel like my three reasons are pretty...
Trivial
at this point. I'll break mine down, but if you could share with us real quick, like Stevie did, what's your biggest reason that you would get a divorce if we paid for it? All right, I put my three together, and like I said, I feel like they're a little trivial after talking to Stevie. Number one, I have ugly feet. She could obviously do a whole lot better in the foot category, but keep shoes and boots on, and I think I'm okay. Number two, I'm very slow-witted. Yesterday, for example, she had told me something. We got in the car and we were almost 6 miles out of town before I thought of a great comeback. And then I said it.
Oh.
She goes, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about anymore. And I was so proud.
You mean back by mile marker 132? That
joke?
It
was such a great comeback, but I just couldn't do it right away. Like I've become so slow-witted. Not like if I was there quick.
Yeah.
And then number three, I argue everything.
No, you don't.
I find great pleasure in the human reaction to an argument, because I think I can win most arguments. That's why the law thing would have probably worked out a little bit better than, you know, the idiot radio disc jockey thing.
Yeah.
But I like arguing. I find...
You guys have good argument banter, because the whole time I see it in your eyes that you know she's right. It's love.
But listen, if I don't get a little win every once in a while, it's bad news. Now, for those of you that are being motivated by our show today to go to the Big D, we bring on our friend Tammy, who has information on how you can get divorced for $100, apparently.
Tammy?
Good morning.
Hey,
hi.
What's going on, Tammy?
Good morning.
Tell me about this, please.
Well, about 10 years ago, my now ex-husband decided that he needed to go back to his other ex-wife that lives in Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And just out of the blue, decided he was going to do this.
No, so, Tammy, it's never out of the blue. Did you ever look back and think, okay, there were some signs? Like, you can't just all of a sudden wake up.
Out of the blue for me, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep, so what I did, it took me a little bit, but I did a little research and was able to go on my county's website and print out the paperwork, and basically you file it with your court administrator, and it was like $100 for me to do that. I did have to go into, actually have a divorce hearing, which he did not show up for, and I was granted the vehicle that he took back to Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
So I did... Yep, I did book a flight. He knew nothing about it and went and recovered my vehicle.
He just showed up. You flew to Pennsylvania. You had the extra set of keys.
Yes,
he was parked outside her house, and you just got in the car and took it home?
Nope, actually, I had a constable with me.
Yep.
He had to assist me with making sure that I was able to get it, and I had to have my paperwork with me proving I was the owner.
It's dirty.
Oh, my God. I would never mess with a scorned Tammy ever in my life. Would you? I only know Tammys that could be super destructive, and I think that you are just proving my point, but in a good way. I'm glad you got to do that.
Please tell me you're still driving the car.
No, it's been 10 years, so the car is gone, but it was great revenge.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh,
I like
love that.
So, but you're saying if you do your research for $100, you can probably make this happen.
Yep. We didn't have a much mutual assets. I brought most of the assets into the relationship.
He sounds like a winner.
That was probably a little bit different. Exactly. Big mistake.
You sound happier now, Tammy.
I am, definitely.
All right, that's what I like to hear. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Thanks for sharing with us.
You guys too.
Take care. Wasn't it more fun to think that she just got off the plane and took a cab to the car and
got in?
And like, she didn't have any luggage? She just got in the car and then took off. I had two thoughts.
Pick a celeb that would star as Tammy, by the way, because this is a movie.
Julia Roberts, for sure.
Julia Roberts,
that's
America's Sweetheart.
So what's happening? Yep, she's America's Sweetheart, and this guy loses his brain. There is no way you could divorce this goddess of a woman who's smart and funny and everything like that, but he loses his brain and chases his thingy to Pennsylvania where the ex-wife is there, where she's got some evil mind control over him, and she gets in the car and she does it herself. She's like, you know what, just get me a cheap plane ride, no luggage, nothing, and she walks off the plane.
I don't know.
Just her and her purse, and she, but in the movie, she takes that car, and as he's chasing behind her, she bails out of the car and does two barrel rolls on the street just in time to look at the car go careening into the ex-wife's business.
Yes.
And a boom, ball of flames. This huge ball of fire comes out of it, and she brushes herself off and still in her high heels and pencil skirt walks to the bus stop, gets on the bus, and gets on the plane back home.
All the while wearing one of those silk headscarves and nice, amazing, huge Jackie O sunglasses.
And all that guy does is stand there going, oh! And then the ex-wife who he's shacking up with is so mad that he never told her that he didn't get a divorce from Tammy back in Minnesota.
So now he's stuck with nobody.
Cuts him out. She changes the locks as he's trying to get in. And now he's got nothing. Not even a car.
Credits roll.
And as he walks over to the place of
business,
okay, come on. As he walks over to the place of business, all he sees is this charred car. And in the back, in the trunk, you didn't even see it, but as Tammy rolled out of the car, she flicked her business card into the trunk as it exploded. And it was the only thing that didn't burn up. And it said, courtesy of Tammy.
Dang.
Now credits roll.
Credits roll.
Credits roll.
All right. That's a good Julia
Roberts
roll.
It's a great story. I like that. Over the weekend, I was alerted to a rumor about you, Kat.
By who?
By.
And then I can probably tell you what the rumor
listener
is.
Tina.
Mm. No idea.
So Tina hit me up and she said, does Kat have COVID?
Why?
That's exactly the only word I replied with. Why? It's a rumor that's going around.
Who started that dirty rumor?
I don't know. But I said, rumors are funny. I said, you should consider wearing a mask while listening to the show, though, because you can't be too safe, right? I thought, oh, that's a pretty witty reply. She replies with, so she doesn't? I'm like, not that I'm aware of, but thanks. Jesus. Personally, I think it's a conspiracy started by JJ, just saying. Now, here's where I'd like to clear up that rumor. You feeling fine? Everything's good? You don't show any signs of it? You haven't been exposed to anybody?
No.
I think people misunderstand possibly the responsibility and the workload of the show. So I want to be really honest about this. I pretty much come in here and I press the buttons and occasionally I say something relevant. Behind the scenes, Kat puts almost all this together. Elena does almost all the post-production, getting everything on ready for the air. My level here, guys, is just that I was here first.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's why I'm still here.
He just likes to wake up earlier.
I get here first and I say, everybody don't touch my stuff. And that's it. So, if you think
the nicest thing you've ever said,
if you think I'm going to start a rumor and a conspiracy to have Kat not here, my job becomes exponentially harder when you're not here.
You imagine me gone for 14 business days?
Well, when you were gone for that 6.5 years when you had your butthole removed,
wow,
that was a tough go. But she doesn't have COVID. Don't get COVID.
I won't. It'd
be very bad if you got COVID. Especially for me, even though I'm pretty sure I've already had it. We clear?
Weird news.
All right, so this car thief lectures a mom. So this is what went down, okay? So in Beaverton, Oregon, this car thief sees this SUV on Saturday with a child. Takes the vehicle, by the way, and leaves, realizes there's a child in it, brings the car back with the child, lectures the mom, and then hops into a Honda Pilot and steals that and heads out. But this mom left her shooketh.
As moms, we get really busy and we think we're just running in for a second. And this is just a perfect example of just letting our guards down and how terribly it could have ended. So I'm just thankful that he's okay. And it was so stupid and I'll never do that again.
Well, at least she's, you know, saying it did happen to me. She's not saying it's somebody else's fault or anything like that.
How easy is it to do that? You know what I mean? Even with my 8-year-old, he's like, I don't want to go inside grocery shopping. I'm like, all right, I'll be back in 2 minutes. But will I? You know what I mean? You never know who's waiting to take your car. So just be careful. A 61-year-old woman in Florida, I watched this gross video last night, protested the mask mandate by setting up shop at an Einstein Brothers bagel shop and an African-American police officer trying to get her out of there. She's causing a ruckus. So he ends up taking her purse to kind of like lure her out, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, this man's stealing my purse.
Oh, my God.
Get your hands off of me. You are kidnapping me. You don't have the right, sir.
Ma'am,
get your hands off me. I've done nothing wrong. I am not a criminal. Now he's stealing my purse. Stop it! You cannot arrest me. I've done nothing illegal. I have done nothing illegal.
Enough. Don't ever play that
too
again.
Too much. And that is what's weird.
Today's a Mount Rushmore Monday. You may not have read about it or seen it on the news, but last night we got in Elena's Hyundai and we drove all the way to Mount Rushmore. We had one big piece of sandpaper. And when my arm got tired, Kat jumped in there and we sanded off all the faces. It wasn't unpatriotic. But we just decided we're going to put up new faces today. New faces of people who...
who should not be guest hosting Jeopardy. So we have a great lineup. I think Maya Bialik, smart cookie. Ken Jennings, the obvious to me. He knows the ins and outs of the Jeopardy world.
Witty, funny.
Aaron Rodgers come from? I don't know where that happened. Hoda and Jenna. They'll be fun. But I want to know who, in your mind, would be... the worst guest host you would literally click off.
Cringe-worthy human being.
Yeah.
That if you saw them hosting Jeopardy, you would go, I'm done with this show forever. And yours is?
Mine is Fran Drescher. I just couldn't because she'd laugh and she would just, you know, it would just be too much. Some people texting a Tila Tequila.
I remember
Jeff
her.
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, what's wrong with Jeff Goldblum?
He talks so slow.
What's the commercials he's doing? Isn't it for like rent? Is it for
like apartment.com?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Change where you live, change the world.
Right.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg would be maybe a little too Snoopy. You know what I mean? Like, you need somebody that can have one straight personality. Drunk Andy Cohen at 11:46. That would be too much. So, who would be yours?
The most cringeworthy human being and the person that makes me feel the most awkward and the tips of my ears get warm is when I see David Schwimmer talk.
Yes.
I know he's Ross from Friends and everybody loved him on that show and that's great and I think he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a human communicator, knuckle dragger.
Yeah.
That guy is dumber than I am.
Great giraffe, just not for Jeopardy. What about you, Lena?
Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, even if he wasn't playing the character and he was trying to be himself, I just can't look at him the same.
Oh, someone suggested they would want Joe Manganiello. He'd be good to look at.
Yeah.
And he's well-spoken, too. He's not like an oversized oaf.
His name? Milo Ventimiglia? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
From This Is Us?
Oh, his mouth would bother me.
Yeah, really? He's got
I'd be looking at this the whole time.
I think he's really smart. He's well-spoken, too. He's got a great great presence about him.
Mm. Bobcat Goldthwait was another text.
Okay, enough. You know, he's not like that in real life. Those Police Academy movies?
Yeah.
That was his act. He was looking for something. It was the same as Kinnison.
Yeah.
You know, for a long time, they had this screaming thing going on. And that was just the act. That was for the stage.
Okay.
Who else would be the absolute worst? You know what we're not getting? You're the only one that's picked a female so far, Kat. Everybody else has said there's just men that make them feel horrible.
Stacy says, give Ozzy one more shot. No, I don't think he would enjoy that. I think he's done working. And I don't know if he is capable of doing it.
One of the problems is there's some big words on that show.
Yeah.
Like bigger than Ozzy words. The three syllable stuff is going to trip him up and then we got a bad day. So on a Mount Rushmore Monday, who else would be just the most horrible choice for a guest host? Question of the day. Do you believe that smokers should get virus protection from COVID-19 first? Should they be pushed to the front of the line? Now, the reasoning New Jersey has is that smokers are more susceptible to severe complications and death because of their impaired lungs and immune system.
So you run a risk. Yeah, but what if you have cancer? You were dealt that card. This card you dealt yourself. You started smoking. Did you expect COVID to come along and completely paint your lungs with goo? No, nobody did. But I don't think to publicly say, an entire state to publicly say that they're going to give them preferential treatment is the right thing.
Keeps the death toll down. Is that the right thing to do? Is that the ultimate goal of this? Is to keep as many people from dying as possible?
If somebody that is a smoker gets it before my grandma, then I would have a huge problem with it. So
I just want to know, I mean, what are your thoughts? Yes or no, should smokers get the vaccine first? Andrea?
I'm actually a smoker, and I disagree with that. I think that it's completely their choice to smoke, so I don't think that they should get preferential treatment whatsoever.
I don't know. I'm kind of stuck here, guys. I mean, I don't want more people to die, but again, if you're a smoker, you are putting yourself at a higher risk for in future. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I was a smoker, this would deter me from picking up that next packet, probably more than anything, realizing this could happen anytime. Nobody planned this.
Right.
That's a tough... Natalie, how are we feeling today about this?
I feel like they should get the shots in the order who needs it. So obviously the doctors first, and then the elderly and those that are sick. And if smokers come before a healthy person, then they come before a healthy person. I feel like if you're healthy, then what's the rush to go get it? I mean, I'm not going to get it, and I'm a smoker anyways, but I still feel like those that are more apt to get it should come before those that are perfectly healthy.
Right. You never know who's going to get it. I could get it tomorrow. According to Tina, I have it. And so I would just say...
The rumors are out there, Kat.
I would let somebody that smoked get it before me, to be honest. But they would be the only one that gets it before me, aside from all the other categories.
Wyatt, you know? What are you thinking about the question of the day here, bud?
Yeah, so I totally disagree with it. For me personally, you know, I'm against the vaccine on a personal standpoint.
Okay, explain that to me a little bit. Like, what makes you against a vaccine?
I just don't, in my opinion, and like I say, it's all my opinion, yeah. I don't feel like there's just been enough research and studies done. I don't trust anything that's kind of pushed. I get that it's an emergency situation, but
yeah.
It was kind of pushed through a little fast for me. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any means, because like I actually just finished my hepatitis vaccine series shots too. So, and you know, down the line in a few years, if it comes out that it's a good thing, and it's, you know, I don't do the flu shot either. So, but you know, that's all personal, but
sure.
to offer it to smokers first, I'm totally with Kat on that one. You know, it was their decision. You know, we didn't think COVID would be coming along, but
right.
At the same time, they know the health risks of smoking anyway. And both my parents are smokers, and they both want the vaccine. As a matter of fact, my dad gave it Wednesday because he works at a school.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I love my parents, I don't feel like they should be getting it before somebody else who's at a little higher at risk or, you know, whatever, because sure. They chose that path.
So Wyatt, I'm going to be honest with you. When we saw that this is kind of what route you were going to go, we were both like, oh yeah, we want to find out why. But you know, when you say you don't know what the reaction is, that is a valid reason. A lot of people have to get it for work, but I guarantee they got in their car and they were a little scared.
There's a level of unknown that I completely can respect and understand. So
yeah.
I appreciate you coming on the show today, man. This is healthy stuff. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, take care. Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
Good.
Good. What do you think about the fact that New Jersey is going to give smokers the vaccine before healthy people?
I think it's insane.
Yeah.
I think that is a choice that they made. And honestly, they get this vaccine. Yeah, it might prevent them from COVID. But what if they freaking die from lung cancer a year later? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I just, you know, and it's like, I'm a firm believer. I can't have a lot of vaccines because I am immune deficient. And so people who are healthy and get those vaccines, that's protecting people like me that can't get those vaccines,
right?
You know, and can't get sick either, you know? So, yeah, I mean, definitely. It's definitely, you know, like when you have, like, for instance, like when I needed a new liver and stuff, like there was lots of people getting livers that have had three livers because they drank them to death. And I'm sitting over here waiting for a liver, and I'm 21 years old, and mine did not go because of alcohol, you know?
Yeah. You're like, where is this fair? I hear you on
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
So, I don't want to get too far down this rabbit hole, but explain that to me then. I mean, you bring this up to people, and what's the explanation you get on why somebody gets a third, just because they were closer to death than you were? Or was it a triage situation?
Yeah, it's, liver transplants go on MELD scores, and you have to maintain a certain MELD score for 7 days. And I mean, it's a race to get your liver. It's a race between getting that liver and death. I mean, they won't give you that liver until your liver is gone and you're waiting.
Ugh.
I mean, so yeah. And I mean, there's people who need it, you know? And so, I mean, like I was sick for 3.5 years, you know?
Yeah.
And so, But I finally got my liver, and, you know, it's great. But there's lots of people, they get sick, and they need it now. So they go on top of the list, you know?
Which I can kind of understand. So. Yeah, but I get where you're coming from, too. Like, you chose to do this to yourself, and, yeah. That's a tough one. There's a real...
I think, like,
go ahead.
And I think that children should automatically be put on the top of the list. Like, I don't care. Like, I was 21 years old, but I would have happily given my liver to a four-year-old or a newborn or whatever. Because... they didn't even have a chance yet, you know?
Yeah, good call. I like that. I'm glad you called. Thanks, Kayla. I hope you have a good day today.
Podcast. Download the podcast.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend. Immediately.
And hey, we have more podcast episodes available, so go check them out right now. Do it. Come on. Do it. Seriously. Do it.